waters of the U.S. rule as put forward by EPA would amount to a federal power grab. It would diminish private property rights. It would put waters that currently fall just under property right jurisdiction under the regulation of the federal government. It goes far beyond clean water. It goes far beyond navigable water. It would include all the waters of every stream and intermittent water hole, pothole, and puddle on every pasture and farm throughout the United States. And so we are we're working hard in several avenues. One, through some litigation where we have a stay on the implementation of that. Rule, and also congressionally, we're working with some defunding measures to stop the implementation of that rule. We believe that it's a severe infringement on private property rights. Water and the resources of the United States are much better managed at a local level than they are from the federal government.
And Bruner says NCBA also continues to work on the Endangered Species Act.
Well, it's been 25 years since the Endangered Species Act has been visited. We think it's time that it's updated. More and more, the Endangered Species Act is used to through the identification of a potential habitat on a property for an endangered species to limit landowner use of that land. And we believe that it's overused, and it's time for some clarification and update to the Endangered Species Act.